Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. Well, good afternoon, and this is a very important show. So if you cannot listen to this entire show today, and all of them are important, by the way, this will be rebroadcasted on Saturday at 1 p.m. and on Sunday at 9 p.m. Let me start off with the old diatribe. This is an educational show. Many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, you need to stay abreast and to garner what Republic Review is and Reclaiming the Republic. You have to listen to these podcasts because I don't like to cover the same things every time. And for you to understand concepts and terms that I use, then you need to be listening to and downloading these podcasts right here on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. That's where you can find them. That being said, the local announcements this Friday is the Republican Coffee Club at 7 in the morning, and they will be having Tim Fitzgerald and the Spokane chair, Stephanie Cates, the GOP chair, Stephanie Cates, speaking today. And Tim Fitzgerald is the Spokane County Clerk, giving you all sorts of administrative information that you never knew you needed. March 9th, the Spokane County Planner, Mike Hermison, will be speaking on the Hearst Fix. And listen to this, folks. I wish I could delve into this more, and I want to, and I probably will next week. They're talking about water banking. Now you're going to have to, in a place where water is so abundant, we have to pour it into the ocean or we flood out. And we have to start water banking because we can't keep water. Anyway, I'll derail later on that, probably in another show. March 16th, Carl Tompkins, Business God's Way. It'll be an interesting presentation, and I would highly recommend you making any and all of these. What Rob Chase does is very important and integral, and these meetings are every Friday at 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli on 152 South Sherman. So make sure you attend and get informed, because that's how we get involved with intelligence and with power. On the 22nd of February, I spoke to a local activist that attended a presentation earlier this year that was promoting a single-payer healthcare system for Washington. Now, this activist was on my national Red State Radio talk show, and it was Carrie again, and I would just ask that you go to my ReclaimingTheRepublic.org Red State Talk Radio podcast page and then download the 22nd of February, where we talk about these plans. There's 24 states, and Washington is one of them that wants to ram down your throat single payer. And having served in the military for 20 years, you're not going to like a single payer system. And as a matter of fact, what you'll get is less services, and it'll cost you more money. And if you think you're not going to be spending any more money because it's going to single payer, government's going to pay for it, guess who pays for government's health care? Taxpayers. And so you need to understand this. And so go to I have a link on, and I think it's called the Important Information page. If you go to that page, you can actually download these images. Now, the images, because they're high resolution, I've got them kind of reduced down. So just download them so you can read them. That way you can start sharing this information and understand that your liberties are truly at risk here. There's no stopping these progressives and their globalist agenda and bankrupting this nation. So moving forward, our prayers have to go out to Tim Benn. I think I heard someone say he was hit while walking down Crestline from a motorist who was trying to pass on the right because they just weren't buying into this traffic calming or what some people here are calling a road diet. Well, the truth is Tim's okay. And he just had surgery yesterday. So anyway, our prayers go out to him anyway. And hopefully he'll have a quick recovery so that we can get him on and talking about this important information that he has regarding his perspective of this last election. Why do I want these former politicians or candidates coming in and speaking about this last election? Because you need to understand who is affecting these elections, what is going on, why are we having a struggle getting good candidates in, people that are going to preserve your rights and your liberties. Well, the only way to do that and the only way to learn is to look at things in a historical context. And being a historian or a history buff, I know that we can learn from our past so that we can make the correct changes in our behavior so that we can start winning. And that's what's important, is we start winning, because this is an important election. We cannot continue to slide in this direction we're going, or we will say that Spokane may become a very empty vestige, that more and more people will be abandoning, or I should say businesses, and it'll be on the fast track, as I've been saying, to Detroit or the good old urban blight that we might hate to think of. But we're getting there. We are getting to a point where the progressive policies and taxations and everything else are going to destroy this city. You want that? Is that okay with you? Then you need to listen to this show and understand who we need to start working with and who we need to start focusing on. And so let me get into a little bit more of this traffic calming concept. What we're dealing with is what the Federal Administration Research and Technology Group are calling traffic calming. You'll never guess what city they used for examples on the federal, or should I say, the unconstitutional Department of Transportation. Well, the city they used, if you peruse through this, and I'm going to put the link up on the website, on my KSBN podcast page, down at the important things of the show at the bottom of the podcast, go look at that link and you can see how they're bragging about Bellevue being the one that's leading the way, or giving them these great examples of how to traffic calm or calm the traffic. And so online is where the DOT are basically giving you these descriptions, and this is right on the top of their website. Traffic calming has been defined in traffic calming state of the practice as follows. Traffic calming is the combination of mainly physical measures that reduce the negative effects of motor vehicle use. So the negative effect of a motor vehicle use is the fact that you're able to get to work and live a lifestyle that you want in a home with some property and so forth. They don't like that. That's the negative effect. They need to move you from where you are down into the city so that they can manage you better, because you shouldn't have property. You need to be living in city housing. Because if you understand Agenda 21, this is exactly how these policies are being molded to meet in with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. So anyway, I digress. Alter driver behavior and improve conditions for non-motorized street users. Like Tim Benn almost got hit. Anyway, they continue. In this state of the practice report, route modification, traffic control devices, and streetscaping, there's a new word for you, were distinguished as being separate from traffic calming. And that streetscaping is going to take legs. It's going to grow legs and it's going to go everywhere. In many cities, however, these techniques, as well as education and enforcement, are also included in traffic calming programs. Figures 20, TAC 1, shows schematic examples of traffic calming and devices and elements. And so I just ask you to go look at this. This is what's being rammed down your throat as this city takes more and more money. And let me be clear here. There is no doubt in my mind why they are affecting the north-south laterals that are moving into the city. And why? Because they're protected by this natural barrier called a river. And so the only way for you to get into city proper is through these main routes, Monroe, Crestline, so forth, to getting down towards the city. Well, why are they doing this? Because it doesn't affect the elitist progressives who are pushing this policy. They know that this is an encumberment. They know that this will impact your ability to get into town. Well, I say this, that you need to stop going that way into town, and maybe the town you need to start going into is Spokane Valley or maybe City Airway Heights. That being said, we're at a hard break, and so I can't rail anymore until we come back after word from our sponsors. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know. And many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my Wednesday show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5, then you should know that the Constitution is really a contract. Contrary to our education system, the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders possess an inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the federal government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review.
Rippey Homes isn't just about building homes. They offer leading architectural designs in business buildings and offices. The designers they work with have been able to take the cutting-edge technology and spatial comfort in the home setting and integrating that into a vast array of small businesses and professional office buildings. What is most important is how they can offer incredible savings and innovations that one would want to consider in an office building. But why wouldn't a business owner want to maximize their savings in the office space as they would with their home? In businesses today, differentiating your business in positive ways is key to attracting customers and building a successful business. So if you want to get your custom office building right, then you need to contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what,
why, and how to support the reclaiming of our republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Okay, so I was just railing about the city council and their traffic calming agendas that are unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional money, and we've got to stop this, folks. And the only way to stop this is Republic Review, and you need to get smart on it. And I know that it may take a lot of effort here in the state of Washington, but I do also know that we can do this. That being said, there is more tyranny coming from the city council. If you haven't heard, they are pushing a law that will increase the taxes on city gun dealers. What's that going to do? So the price is going to go significantly up on the city gun dealers. And Stuckart, if you want to read the, you know, the article, just look it up. It's on the Spokesman Review or the Socialist Review, whatever you want to call that rag. Anyway, if you read this, the whole intent is to raise money for mental illness, but actually the real intent is to have an adverse effect on these dealers within their city because they don't want them there. They don't want that money. They would much rather you spend your money in another city, in another municipality, in another county, what have you. Get out of Spokane if you're going to buy guns because they don't want you around. They have no intent in respecting your privileges and liberties that the Constitution guarantees you. Though a city, and just like I said before, this has nothing to do with guns, all of these tragic events that are occurring. This has everything to do with the debasement of our society and our moral problem that the schools are responsible for inculcating these kids to becoming godless members of society who will do what they're told or do what's necessary as they become indoctrinated into this progressive ideology that it doesn't matter. They have to do something, and they're willing to do whatever it takes, and they have no respect for life. What is the ideology that has respect for life? Well, the conservative constitutional ideology. That's why they're pro-life, not pro-choice or pro-abortion. That's why they believe in obeying the rule of law. The progressives practice that Islamic doctrine of Taqiyya, and that is, and I probably mispronounced it, but that is the doctrine of lying and deceit. So even though a city can impose these oppressive taxations, this is sending a clear message that these ideologies, or their ideologies more specifically, are at war with our liberties, our privileges, and our immunities guaranteed by our Constitution. Now, this does not give the state the ability to pass some of the laws that they are considering, which would all of a sudden create limits, age limits, and restrictions on bearing arms. The 14th Amendment is clear, and it clearly states, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property." And so, if you understand what that's saying, the states can't start limiting what types of arms you bear. They have to go to the federal government in the Article 5 process, demanding that they give them an amendment to either get rid of the Second Amendment or amend it to a way that they would be happy. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that they will not get 38 states to do this. What we need to do is we need to take the narrative back, like I've been saying, and not letting them obfuscate these issues and making it about guns. The issue is about morality. These godless people don't care about morality. They care about putting you into a box and controlling you. Now, I've been speaking to the importance of local business, haven't I? Hadn't I been talking about this when I had Stephanie Cates in here last summer? I talked about the importance of businesses getting and becoming active in the community. What I mean by active, that means that they need to start supporting the conservative voice. They need to start conserving or conserving. Of course, we're all conserving, but they need to start supporting those conservative grassroots organizations that are here trying to educate you and provide you with the information. Two good examples of that is Rob Chase's Republican Coffee Club in the morning. I know it's difficult to get up and be there at 7 o'clock and you got work and everything else to do. But if you want to get informed and you want to get involved, that's one mechanism of doing that. This radio show is another. I will also tell you that there is the Northwest Grassroots that does their monthly movie night. That is a tremendous form of education and information and a wealth of resources because they have open mic night and so forth. That's where you need to be going and supporting these. And so I can't understand why, you know, if you look at how hard it is to get money for supporting these guys so that they could do a lot more, and that's where their heart is. They're doing this for no, they're not making money on this, but they need money to be able to do this. What happens when their equipment breaks? What happens? They're not making money. So we need to support them. We need to support all of these conservative programs and issues, just like this one. I need sponsors for this show. I cannot continue to subsidize this show. And the progressives know that because they're not getting any, and they're going to do everything they can to try to silence us and try to silence by using the political correctness. And that's one of the reasons why all of the marketing agencies within Spokane who seem to have all of the good Christian, good conservative companies advertising with them, forcing these companies to believe in political correctness. I'm telling you, that's bad business, because when we can no longer open our mouths and no longer freely express ourselves because we're hiding behind some fear that somebody's going to break the law. Well, people are going to break the law anyway if they want to, especially even if you become a target. Let's say you have a business and you're out there supporting constitutionalism and constitutional candidates, and you have these radical resist kids that want to tear up your property. Well, that's too bad. And I know you probably have your insurance, and that's terrible. It's the fact is that they're breaking the laws, and if you're going to let them push you around, you might as well close your business down or at least conform, change your ideology, and just say kumbaya to socialism, because that's what you'll have to do. Either that, or you'll have to look at yourself in the mirror as a business person and as a leader in the community and say, I'm not a leader anymore, and I really have no business in business. Because what you should be doing is you should be championing the principles of the free market. You should be championing the principles of liberty, the liberty that you had in starting your business. And pretty soon, we're going to lose those. And pretty soon, it won't be just healthcare they're going to nationalize and create a single-payer system. It will be groceries. It will be everything, because they have no limits to what they want to pull in, centralize, and control. So I'm going to tell you, and I've pleaded to some who support the Second Amendment specifically, some of these businesses, gun owners and so forth, to get active, to you know, advertise on my show, to get out and support some of these events and some of these other local organizers like Rob and the Northwest Grassroots. This does not require businesses to go broke in supporting these folks. We just need a little support. And Soros has billions of dollars he's throwing down. And if we don't take some of the 37,000 businesses in Spokane County and get them to start throwing a little bit out to protect them, then I think all is lost. And I would just hate to succumb to that paradigm that all is lost. We still have a fighting chance, and we still have hope. I'm the never-ending optimist. I just want to optimistically look at our future, and I believe we can do this, folks. It only requires that businesses begin to coalesce with a constitutional-centric organization that will support constitutional candidates. And I have found such a front that can dovetail with Republic Review and what I am doing here on this show to work these issues, both in a public management as far as information goes, as well as So the advertising side, the marketing side, the pack, and so forth. And I'll get into this a little bit more when we get back. We're up to a hard break, and so I will be right back after a word from our sponsor. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus upfront on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculpture, taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is the improvement of your overall health by working with a dentist like Dr. Tracy in developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program that for every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, they will give you $50 off your upcoming dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. They also have a tiered reward program. Give them a call and ask them for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Okay, so I am back, and before I really jump into this group that focuses on what I would say dovetails with Republic Review and holding our elected officials accountable to the Constitution, I will tell you that if you look at the Reclaiming the Republic website, and you go to the Red State Talk Radio podcast, you will find down underneath all of my podcasts, I am giving you some great material that you don't have to necessarily go and figure out in Googling. One of the first things I'm giving you is The Republic by Plato. There is the book. It's a PDF. You can download that, put that on your pad or put that on your Kindle, because I believe Kindle will read PDFs as well. And you can actually start doing the dig in into Platonism and understand the impetus of what our progressive politicians are driving us towards, because that is the statism that they're trying to promote, and it's a godless statism. In addition, I also have Soros Partners. I have actually downloaded their partner list. It's a PDF as well. You can take a look at that and find out all the great globalist billionaires that are spending money in our community to buy your government so that they can take away your property, move you into the city, and control you like chattel. Yes, folks, we are in the new age of slavery, where it is no longer some plantation owner that is going to own your backside. It will be the state and the government that will own your derriere and control you. And so that's the facts. In addition, I'm going to give you another book. And if you go underneath the Trevor Lawton links, you will find the proofs of a conspiracy against all the religions and governments of Europe. And this is written by guess who? No, not me. It was I wasn't around back then. But this was written by John Robinson, a statesman. And as a matter of fact, I believe he was a noble. I believe it was Sir John Robinson. And it's 1798. So he was already catching wind of the Illuminati, and he was already catching wind of their plans of this global government. And it took, and it's taking this long for it to get where it needs to be so that they can fully control us. And there's reasons for all of that, just because of the nationalism sovereignty that was around the world. So they had to penetrate all of these societies. And the big one that Washington warned us about was the United States, because we were the only nation that guaranteed sovereignty to the individual citizens. Sovereignty in every other nation was held at the higher level, whether that be parliament, the monarch, dictator, what have you. And some of those nations, and a good example of that is Germany, because Germany actually had a republic. And in Mein Kampf, Hitler pointed out that he needed Germany to give him full control, that the republic had to put aside their little sovereign issues and give him the full control so that he could do the things that needed to be done that was best for Germany. And he got away with it, and he did it because he was able to convince the German people to surrender their sovereignty. Or I should say, not the people, because Germany was not designed to the same level as America, because the people weren't the sovereigns, but those republics, just like old ancient Rome, where the Senate and the states were kind of the sovereigns until they abdicated their responsibility and authority to Caesar. And so the final little document that I have out there is the Circle of Protection. And this is a statement of the signatories who have all signed in. And I've talked about these people before. These are the churches that have completely signed in at the national level in supporting the growth of government welfare programs and entitlement, so that they can keep the money you give them and not have to worry about you anymore, the people that are tithing to them. So this is like an insidious form of slavery, because here they have you coming in, they're preaching to you, and they're going to be selling you on this government entitlement system. So you may want to go and look at what churches these are. I think you'll find it fascinating. But anyway, let me move on to this organization that I believe, it's actually dovetailing. And if you read my second book, I talk about how we need to have a mechanism that you can go to that can account for all of the candidates. And this is a lot of work, so this is going to need some support for each of the states that this gets set up. But it is something that is scalable, that can go out to every state as you start looking at this and going, wow, this is great. The focus of this is not religious test. The focus of this is constitutional test. We need to hold those who have to raise their arm to the square and basically take the oath of, I swear, to support the Constitution of the United States, and we're going to hold them accountable to that. That's the first thing they have to swear to. The second thing is the Constitution of the state that they're serving in. So our local elected officials and our local legislatures that are working for us in our state capitals, we need to hold them accountable. And I believe we actually have good leaders in office that are going to be on board with signing these petitions and understanding that they have the responsibility and power to rein in federal government. The question is, let's find out, you know, who is doing it and who will support this and who won't. But the group's called FOCUS, and it's F-O-C-O-S. They are focus.us on the web. That's F-O-C-O-S.us. And this, again, is scalable because they have an Idaho page. They can make this scalable for every single state. And Washington definitely needs FOCUS to be up and running this year in, you know, starting to hold these people accountable so that we have a mechanism that everybody can point to and go, who is on board with supporting the Constitution and petitioning our state legislatures to do their job in protecting us from federal tyranny? And that's how we're going to start differentiating between good candidates and bad candidates. It'll be the good old Constitution. I really don't care what your faith is, what your religion is, as long as you align and support with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and supporting our Constitution and the privileges and immunities it guarantees us. And so, and the beautiful genius design of the Constitution in creating and defining a limited, a oh-so-limited federal government. So currently, their old focus, and if you go online and you check these guys out, their old focus was supporting the Article 5 Convention, and I think a lot of that stuff is probably still up there. So don't worry about that. That's actually going to be starting to shift and change towards Republic Review. It's going to take a little while. We're kind of working through and massaging what needs to be done so that we can start aligning this together. But the whole focus of FOCUS is to literally become the center point in the states, because Republic Review, I can't do that. I can't literally branch myself into every state and deal with this. But this organization was designed and set up to be able to do that. And I'm telling you, this was a godsend. This is not a coincidence that this organization even existed. This was just created this last year. And so I am finding the divine hand of providence is preparing the way so that all of these things can start to get done. And so I'm going to get into more details in the future on FOCUS. I hope to have the founder of FOCUS on this radio show as well as on my national show so that people can start understanding what this can do. And this is going to be the focal point for people to start working with, and even businesses to start contributing, because this is going to have on the backside a couple of different facets to it. And one of those primary facets that actually put teeth into this process is a PAC that is able to support candidates so that they can get the funding, constitutional candidates, so they can get the critical funding that they need to get these guys elected. So it's really important that we start looking at mechanisms just like this at the local level, and this is going to be able to do this. It takes a lot of work in doing this, and FOCUS has, you know, pretty much told me, hey, we're going to need support. So they're looking and looking for recruiting people and getting active and involved in this, and I just see this coming together as a weapon against the progressive war machine and their ideology. And this is how we're going to beat them back. And I want to instill a little bit of optimism. I'm always looking at the glass as half full. But with all of that, and I'm really close to a hard break here, I don't want to venture into this next topic. but it's all about holding people accountable. And if we don't get businesses involved in this, folks, and we don't get you involved in this, then I don't know what is your exit strategy, because you need to start looking at where you're going to move, maybe Idaho, maybe Wyoming, but you need to go somewhere, because it's going to get worse and worse here. It's going to be just like California, and you think that's great, you just better keep your bank check and all your savings accounts and all of those things available for your government, because they're going to take all your money. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors, so please stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Thank you very much. This is GR Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention or a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is noncompliance to the Constitution, and they would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? This is the only way the states can deal with the federal government's encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers they have not been delegated. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review. And please listen to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5 on Wednesdays.
Okay, so before I jump into this next set of content. Let me just kind of explain something to you on this Republic Review concept and where I, G.R. Mobley, kind of have pinned myself. Unaware that there was this huge battle between the conventionites and the anti-conventionites, I will tell you, I have found myself on the middle ground. If you look at where the status quoers are, who are those who are the anti-conventionites that are fighting ardently against these good, a lot of these guys are good conservatives. They don't have a broader perspective. And to be honest, the status quo doesn't have the broader perspective either. They're both misinformed. And so, it's hard to get away with, and it's not good to necessarily insult people you're trying to pull together. And I'm really not trying to do that. But the bottom line is, when I confront these individuals, the conventionites and the anti-conventionites, with the middle ground, which is Republic Review, excuse me, when we start looking at the academic and irrefutable argument that I make, 9 times out of 10, they come on board and go, you know what, this is the way. This is the process of doing this. And why didn't we think of this? And as a matter of fact, it was thought of before and it had been ignored because people didn't see the forest through the trees. And so when I show them that there is a forest within those trees, that they start going, wow, that's interesting. That it's revolutionary. And this revolution is being televised and being broadcasted. Let me go back to something else, too. And here's a philosophical question. Is it ethical for Stuckert and some of these progressive district councilmen, because they live within a district and they're being we are a Republican form of government, and they are supposedly supposed to represent their constituents within their duties as a city council. Is it within their scope to affect constituents in other districts and not their own? Is that not an unethical thing? And the question is, why is it that the city council people that are in these other districts that are being affected, why are they being allowed to stay in office? Why is it that these people that are allowing these traffic calming measures to be rammed down your throats when these other folks don't, these other city councilmen really don't live in your district? They're not there representing you, and they're protecting their own, because it's not like they're forcing these traffic calming or road diets down their constituents' throats. That's why I keep on pointing out, why aren't they doing this to 29th? Why aren't they doing this to other roadways up in the South Side Hill? Why aren't they doing this? Because they don't want to be impacted. They're too special. Their schedules are too special. Their lives are too special. And they can't take that. But they believe that you need to, or at least they believe that the rednecks need to slow down a little bit and, smell the roses maybe. Anyway, let me move on. The businesses who are investing and buying our government are globalist secular progressives. And I'm talking about these big businesses like Soros, if you go to that Open Foundation's listing there. I've mentioned this before, that we are fighting the Soros, Gates, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, and many other billionaires out there. Our only hope is getting local businesses to contribute. We have 37,000 local businesses, and I have a hard time believing that these guys are globalist, secular progressives that really believe that globalist and centralizing government and nationalizing things is in their best interest. Maybe some of these guys are ideologues and they think, like Progressive Insurance, that guy would love to see everything nationalized. He's a progressive. The owner of Progressive Insurance is progressive. I mean, he's not hiding behind the name in marketing. And so if you have Progressive Insurance and you're a conservative, you need to start reevaluating how you're spending your money and who you're supporting. Anyway, again, our only hope is getting these 37,000 companies in Spokane and getting them involved and supporting this conservative voice and the conservative movement and constitutionalism. If we can get them to stop hiding behind political correctness and we can get them on board with supporting constitutionalism, then I believe most of our problems will start going away. We'll actually see Antifa start leaving. Now, they're already en route, or I should say, embedded in our community. There are people coming here that are being brought here to basically work as thugs and to basically work as those who want to shut you down and support the ideology of statism. Antifa is a communist organization. It's an extreme left organization, and they're willing. You got to remember, it's a part of their tactics to do whatever necessary to cause the outcome that they want. And that outcome is that you surrender all of your liberties so that they can control you. It's pretty simple. That's why, go read that book, by Plato, the Republic. This is a huge problem because they are allowing these other businesses, especially these ones that are hiding behind these marketing companies, these businesses are allowing political correctness to stifle their voice and involvement. Edmund Burks is the one that said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And that was back in the late 18th century. I'm going to tell you that, you know, we can, you know, change this to the 21st century and state that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing, men and women. If you're not going to start supporting the conservative voice, and I'm not looking for thousands of dollars to be pouring and to break these companies, but each of them could give something and each of them can use their leadership. They can share their resources somehow. Now, whether they use their offices and their buildings for meetings for people to get informed, just like what Darcy's is doing out in Spokane Valley and allowing Northwest Grassroots to have a meeting there. I don't understand why Northwest Grassroots doesn't have three meeting places so they can do this at a bit more of a convenience in getting the financial support to supporting them to doing this, because somebody has to. This costs money. Who do you think pays for Antifa? Okay, so you, the taxpayers, are paying for Antifa because most of the people that are a part of that are on welfare. They're exploiting the entitlement system, and when they go out to do protests, they're usually earning, if you go on Craigslist, they're earning about $25 an hour just to be out there to protest, and some of the instigators are probably getting a merit-based, imagine this, the communists are getting merit-based incentives that if they, you know, can incite violence, if they can incite things that will create a bad tone, then they probably get bonuses. And so, yes, capitalism is, they have to use capitalism. You got to remember, Marx made his money in the London stock market. As a matter of fact, he was supported, his primary financial supporter was a big time London stock investor. And so, you know, there's times when you see mergings of ideologies, because in all honesty, if these guys were real purists and they were forced to live the ideology that they want everybody to live, they would go broke. They would become destitute and they would be bygone conclusions that there's another scheme that didn't work. Because it never works, folks. History is filled with the failures of communism and socialism. And Ludwig von Mises points this out in his book, Socialism. I would highly recommend you read that book. Download it. You get the audio version. It's worth the read. Another book would be my books, We the People, Whose Constitution Is It Anyway? And We the People, The Strategy to Convene a Convention for Republic Review. With all of that, I can tell you that I am out of time because I hear some music in my ear. That means that the show is over, but I will be back next week. And as I do, I'm working and it's motivating you to join me in reclaiming the Republic. And together, we can reclaim the Republic. So thank you. God bless. And we'll talk to you next week.